There have been important times in Australian history when the First Nations people on the ground have said, this is sacred land, we don't want it dug up. And it has been trade unions together, standing together and say, if the real owners of the land say no, we will not work on this project. We will not lift a finger on this project. I'm talking about Nookanbar. I'm talking about the uranium mining policy that stopped Mary Kathleen and other uranium mines, where workers actually stopped work to stop those uranium mines. Wharfies stopped work to block the shipment of uranium. That is the power we need to build, comrades. That is the power we need to build. And we have a statement that we're all promoting together. You can go on the website gomeroynar.org. That means Gomeroy strong. And I'll just read a little bit from it for you. It says, instead of gas-fired dispossession, we urgently need to be strengthening First Nations rights and investing heavily in a just transition away from fossil fuels with large-scale employment in renewable energy and sustainable development. This project cannot be allowed to proceed. And if the Native Title Tribunal will not defend Gomeroi rights, then we pledge to support a fight that will stop Santos, Moreton and Perrottet on the ground. That's the commitment we make. And we now have, as endorsements to this statement, all of the education unions here in New South Wales, the teachers, the NTU, my union, right? We have the Electrical Trades Union have endorsed that statement. The Construction Division from the CFMEU have endorsed that statement. The Maritime Union have endorsed that statement. The United Workers Union have endorsed that statement. Amnesty International have now endorsed that statement. Human Rights Law Resource Centre and many other human rights organisations. So we are growing in power. We are growing in power. And if Santos think they're going to get away with this, they have another thing coming. Our next speaker, a young Gomeroi woman. There's a youth group, Gamilaroi Next Generation, that really put this on the map. The first time I really realised how serious this issue was when they called a demonstration here in Sydney after the initial approval. And it's been wonderful to see the resistance continuing to come from young people. So Tallulah Brown has a statement to read for us today. Thank you.
I want to thank Auntie for the welcome, and I also want to acknowledge the country that we're on today and acknowledge the elders past, present and emerging. My name is Tallulah. I'm a Gomeroi and Southwest Asian person. I'm with my brother, Jez. We are one of the many founders of GNG who are fighting against Santos. And I have a statement that I'd like to read from Ian Brown, another member and Gomeroi person who isn't here today. So I'm going to read this statement out for you. Yama. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge country from Gomeroi to Gadigal and thank the Gadigal mob for allowing us to hold this rally today. I pay my respects to the old people who have cared for this land since the first sunrise. I pay my respect to our elders both past and present, knowing that without their strength and knowledge, we would be weakened in our defence of country. I'd also like to acknowledge our youth, the future leaders, and the reason why defending country is so important, to ensure that their inherent rights to remain connected to place, to country, and culture is protected. I'd also like to acknowledge our comrades and allies who have supported Gomeroi throughout this fight since the project's initial inception, and who continue to stand alongside Gomeroi like those speaking here today. I'd like to apologise for not being there in person as I am back home on country, but I'm there in thought and spirit. You all are gathered today to stand in solidarity with Gomeroi against the Narrabri Gas Project and Santos, who are seeking to a future act's determination within the Native Title Tribunal, essentially an act extinguish our native title rights. Shame. In affected areas of the Pilliga. Santos are utilising the legal systems to do exactly what it was meant to do, further dispossess First Nations mob. The Pilliga is a place to which hold cultural significance to Gomeroi mob. Gomeroi mob. It is a place which provided sustenance for our mob via an abundance of readily available flora and fauna, but it was and is still a place which holds cultural knowledge and ceremonial significance. not only for Gomeroi, but neighbouring nations as well. Allowing this project to continue will have a direct impact on our ability to continue cultural practices within the Pilliga and will disrupt any further cultural revitalisation occurring on Gomeroi, which is something we cannot allow. This project also runs the risk of contaminating our Great Artesian Basin, one of the largest underground freshwater sources in the world, which provides a number of communities throughout New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, and the Northern Territory with fresh water. Water is a part of country, therefore we have the obligation to protect it. We cannot drink or eat money. The fossil fuel industry and the politicians which govern this penal colony, so-called Australia, need to acknowledge the responsibility that we have to protect country, as we cannot continue down this destructive path. Instead, they are ignoring the pleas from mob and environmental experts to pursue short-term monetary gains at the expense of current and future generations. This is significant hearing relating to the native title and Aboriginal rights to lands within New South Wales. If a decision to allow a project to go ahead is made, it sets a precedent which could impact on other nations' native title claims due to the infrastructure needed to support the project. So we need all nations to come together and support us Gomeroi in this campaign. This is the first instance where a specific report, scientific report relating to climate change and the impact a gas project will have on the atmospheric environment was included as evidence. Gomeroi have said no. Us as traditional owners have said we do not want the Narrabri gas project on our country. So now it's time for Santos to yane and to get the hell off our country. Yalu.
Today how weak the native title system is in this country. It's like having a gun to someone's head. They say either you do a deal with us or we go to the tribunal and bang, we take your rights away from you. Right? That's the equation that exists in this so-called native title system that's really set up to dispossess. And the brave Gomeroi, they stood up and they stared straight back and they said no, overwhelmingly voted no deal. No deal to Santos. So now it's our responsibility. It's everyone's responsibility. Do First Nations rights mean something in this country? Yeah. If the Aboriginal people say no, what does it mean? Yeah. No! If they say no, what does it mean? Yeah. No! And we're going to fight with everything we've got to make sure that no means no. We say sovereignty never ceded. Let's make it real. Let's make it mean something. Let's get behind and make sure this project is buried. That's the task we've got ahead of us. Our next speaker, as I said, wonderful to see so many flags flying here from the ETU. We have Michael Wright, Assistant Secretary of the Electrical Trades Union. Thank you.
I'm the Acting Secretary of the Electrical Trades Union of Australia. And I'd like to acknowledge we stand on the land of the traditional owners, the Gadigal people. Friends, let me be crystal clear. The 60,000 members of the ETU who work for electricians and energy workers across our country do not support this project and will not support this project until it has the support of the traditional owners of this land. Now, we know in the ETU and we know as a country that the climate is changing. And we know that fossil fuels are a thing of the past. We are transitioning to a new economy. And it is already ETU members who are amongst those who are bearing the brunt of this. So let me take a minute to tell you about what we do need. What we need is a government and industry that looks to the future instead of building pipelines to the past. Yay! What we need are governments and industries that work with unions, that work with communities, and most of all work with traditional owners to deliver jobs and projects and industry that will deliver for community, that will deliver for workers, and that will deliver for the traditional owners. What we do not need is in the 21st century to still be building fossil fuel projects that will wind up as stranded assets that get and see the traditional owners get shunted aside, as has happened all too often in our country's history. Now, we stand at the cusp of a brave new future. there are enormous opportunities for our country ahead in terms of offshore wind, in terms of solar, in terms of renewables, in terms of the battery of the nation in South Australia. But what we do not know with this future is, will we have a government that works with us? Will we have industry that works with us to deliver the future for communities and workers and traditional owners? Or will we once again have this enormous, our opportunities stripped away and money go off to corporate profits? Now, comrades, I don't have much more to say today, but beyond to make clear that we need a pipeline to the future, not a pipeline to the past, and the ETU stands in solidarity with the Gomeroi people. More power to you.
The money is there for the transition we need. They are committing hundreds of billions of dollars to build nuclear submarines, to build hypersonic missiles. Is a hypersonic missile going to deal with the rain bomb that keeps getting dropped on us, you know, and making it and so people are losing their houses? An insane situation that we have, that the climate catastrophe gets worse and worse, and these people are planning more fossil fuels, more dispossession, more destruction. We say enough, we're going to fight back, and we're going to win the alternative industries, the investment that the ETU and the other unions are talking about. That's the quest that we've got ahead. With First Nations justice at the centre of that movement. And the next speaker I'd like to invite up, they've been such a wonderful leadership on this climate issue. They've given us all the kick up the arse we need to get back out on the streets in big numbers. That's the School Strike for Climate movement. Let's have a cheer for School Strike for Climate. And young Natasha's here to speak to us today to bring a message of solidarity from the school strikers. Thank you, Natasha.
Again, I want to acknowledge we're on stolen Gadigal land, and this always was and always will be Aboriginal land. My name's Natasha and I'm a 17-year-old school striker based on Darug Country in Western Sydney. And School Strike for Climate is a global grassroots organisation representing millions of students in dozens of countries around the world. And on behalf of School Strike for Climate, I'm here to say that students in Australia and around the world are fully in solidarity with the Gomeroi mob, who are the rightful owners of their country. The Gomeroi people have never ceded sovereignty, not to the Australian government, and definitely not to a despicable neo-colonial gas company. And so we have a message to Santos and the Australian government. Touch one, touch all. We will not stand by while Santos attempts to strip away native title. We stand in solidarity with you no matter what the court decides, and we fight alongside with you. SSC also have a common enemy in Santos, because as well as attempting to strip away native title, which is despicable, they are also seeking to massively expand the gas industry and further increase Australia's climate pollution. Meanwhile, on a daily basis, we can see and feel the escalating climate disasters, from mega floods in Lismore and the Northern Rivers to the bushfires that we saw back in 2019. Our government is telling students not to strike, yet only a few weeks ago our schools were shut because of the floods. A couple years ago we couldn't go to school because the smoke was so bad and we could barely breathe. The climate crisis is here and young people are furious at the government. We're furious at a system that is allowing Santos to even attempt to strip away native title, to even attempt to drill and mine stolen Indigenous land. Yay! I'll keep it short. So today we stand behind Gomeroi mob and stand in solidarity with you to stop this project, no matter what the court decides. SS4C and young people are so inspired and acknowledge the work that Indigenous people have been doing to lead this fight from the beginning. And quickly, School Strike for Climate also called another strike on May 6th. And again, we're there to stand in solidarity with Gomeroi mob.
Thank you, Natasha. We all need to be there on the 6th of May. Friday the 6th of May. Town Hall at 12 p.m. Right? Are we just going to leave it up to school students to be leading this fight and striking? Or are we all going to get organised and walk out of work and join them 6th of May at Town Hall to strike for the climate and stand behind the Gomeroi, right? We all got to stand up now. Very, very serious times. The disasters are getting worse and these people just keep pushing ahead. We will fight for the alternative. Our final speaker before we hear from Budley to bring it all home here today, our final speaker is David Shoebridge, who's a member for the Greens in the New South Wales Parliament. David.
Oh, cheers, Paddy. Look, I want to acknowledge that where we are, that parliament over there, this court here, all of us are on Gadigal land and pay our collective respects. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. But I also want to pay respects to the students who keep coming out in solidarity on climate with First Nations peoples. And I've got to tell you, I'll be there with them on the 6th of May, whether or not the police want to arrest us for having a protest. And let's all join with them on the 6th of May. But when you stand with Gomeroi here, outside that institution, whether it's the Supreme Court or the Federal Court or the National Native Title Tribunal, and you spend the time to talk with First Nations peoples, you know that when they go into those institutions, courts created by the state that invaded their land, takes their kids, attacks their culture, poisons their water, when they go into those places, First Nations peoples expect to be disrespected and disempowered and lose the struggle. Well, we are not going to let the Gomeroi lose this one, will we?
No.
Because let's be clear, the National Native Title Tribunal's main job is to destroy native title.
Yes.
That's what it does. About 98% of cases run by First Nations peoples trying to protect their land, their country, the 60-odd thousand years of connection with this continent, about 99 times in 100, that National Native Title Tribunal ignores the pleas of First Nations peoples and delivers for the fossil fuel industry and the mining industry and the development industry. Well, we have a collective obligation, yes, to stand in solidarity with First Nations peoples here, but also to tear down those institutions and finally have laws that respect and implement First Nations rights to land, water and culture. That's part of the struggle as well. So to the Gomeroi people, whether it's Bubbly or Sue Ellen or Ian, who have stood strong and rejected the one-off bribe from Santos to give away their land, their culture and the climate, we say thank you and we stand in solidarity with you today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But let's also be clear about what this is. This is the first step in what will be an ongoing struggle. And if the Gomeroi win this, and they've got good, solid legal advice from one of the strong... When the Gomeroi win this. And they have good, strong legal advice from one of the leading First Nations senior councils who are in there taking the fight up. When they win it here, Santos will want to appeal it. And then Santos will want to go to the next Attorney General, the next Federal Attorney General. And if the Gomeroi win, they'll go to that next Federal Attorney General and say they want to have the Attorney General turn it on its head and veto it and give Santos a gift, because that's how the law operates. Shame on that. So today is a challenge. I make this as a Greens MP, Greens candidate in this upcoming federal election, Senate, of course. But I make this as a Greens MP and I make it in solidarity with First Nations peoples. The Greens will never allow the next Attorney General to overturn a win by the Gomeroi, and we need the same commitment from the Labor Party to say if they get into government, they will respect Gomeroi rights, they'll respect the decision and they'll back in the decision. So thank you again to First Nations peoples who teach us time after time how to live in harmony with this continent, how to not produce fire bombs and rain bombs, but instead to live with 60,000 years of knowledge. To the Gomeroi people, we say thank you, and we will always stand with you.
Hard yards. They voted clearly. They've said no. We all know what we've got to do to build this struggle. There's a petition you can be circulating, gomeroinar.org. Get your organisation to endorse it. We need big, big numbers on the street. 6th of May for the next climate strike. Gomeroi will be at the front, speaking on the platform as well. We're going to all be there. We are going to drive Scott Morrison from office on the 6th of May, right, in big numbers. drive him from office and send a very clear message that whoever's in power, we are going to fight to make sure that there's no expansion of fossil fuels, that First Nations rights are respected, they're given actual rights to their land, their sovereignty is actually respected, and the $1 billion they're currently spending to build a new gas-fired power station at Kurri Kurri. Can you believe that? $1 billion of public money in this climate crisis to build a gas-fired power station. Yay. When we have the technology to transition, right? We will fight any government to say, put the billions you've got for war and fossil fuels into renewables, into Indigenous land management, into the sustainable future we need. We're going to fight you until we get those outcomes. Right, that's our task today. Look out for it. As David said, as Bubbly and others have said, whatever happens in here, we're almost certain it'll be appealed to the federal court. So we're going to need to be back in even bigger numbers to send a clear message. We don't accept any outcome other than government Gomeroi sovereignty being respected. And that's what we're going to fight for. So we've all got our all work cut out for us. Wonderful to see you all here. Very strong rally. Let's go forward together. Make sure you sign the petitions. Put your name on the contact sheets. Stay in touch. But the final word will go to Raymond Wetherill. Bubbly, I'll hand over to Bubbly. Thanks very much.
First, I want to say thank you to everyone for coming out. I know it's lunch and I love my food. And for you to give that up to come here and listen to us read on a little bit is, oh, I appreciate it. Look, Gomeroi people, we know within the system, like let's say with the criminal court system, national native title, whether it's that, we don't get a good go in there. We're 3% of the population. You know, 28% of our people are locked up. We're the most incarcerated in the world. So we don't go good in that space, but we always have faith and never give up. You know what I mean? When you wake up in the morning and put your boots on, brothers, to go to work, you don't give up, you get to that 3:30 mark so you can go and have a beer. I don't partake in that type of activity anymore. We were like oil and water, we just didn't mix. You know, but for us as Gomeroi people, you know, it will go on. I mean, as an applicant, there are many other proposals where there are mines up there. If you have a look at Balls Creek, have a look at that on a website. There's a proposed one just near Barnbar that's going to be bigger than that one. You know, they've even proposed in the south part of the Pilliga a mine to go in there. These are always coming and they're constant, you know, and like with Mabo and with Wick, the government moved the goalposts. Howard came in with his 10-point plan because we had too many rights as Aboriginal people over our land. So they changed the laws within that. You know how we feel if anyone knows boxing, when you get backed into a corner, you've got to punch your way out. That's why we are as Gomeroi. We'll always counterpunch you and come at you. But what we need, you always got corner men, you always got people to train you. And they're our allies and everybody else that came here today. We need you fellas to come with us too. You know, I thank you for coming today. We had a discussion just before Christmas, brother, you know, with the ETU, and I thank you that you kept your word, you know, because we've heard things in the past where they float off with the breeze. But to see you standing here in the physical presence, that's what gives us hope as well, you know. You know, when I stated in the last one that we had here, you know, the first conversation that ever happened when the universe began, it was like that. Every single conversation we have is a continuation of that one. If they're good-spirited and we want what's best for each and every one of us, then we can win. There's no doubt that we can't. Because these people who run our country at the moment are fucking evil. You know, they are. I'm sorry to swear, but they are. They don't give a rat's ass about you, or you. They don't care. They only worry about filling the fucking company's pockets and their own. And it's disgraceful that they get voted in all of the time and still make the same bad decisions that are detrimental to our country. You know, so we'll be back after the next election and I ask you to come along again. And as we say in Gomeroi, Gabanginda. Thank you.